Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
8:49, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things. On this date in 1936, Kansas Governor Alfred Alf Landon was nominated for president at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. On this date in 1962, three prisoners at Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay staged an escape, leaving the island on a makeshift raft where they were never found or heard from again. And on this date in 2001, Timothy McVeigh, 33, executed by injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people. Three big things, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS.
Got a traffic update now. Northbound I-235. Northbound on I-235 at Central. Traffic accident there. It's pretty close to the ramp, just past the ramp, actually. And they're saying it's car versus deer traffic accident. Truck hit a deer there. So, yeah. Central and I-235. Oh, watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
You know, earlier this morning, I heard an officer saying she had two dead deer someplace, but I never copied where it was.
Yeah.
So the deer must be running out there this morning.
Yep, active, definitely.
Mostly sunny, hot today with a 20% chance for rain and a high of 93 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. For Saturday, sunny, get out the lawnmowers, a high of 89 degrees. Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 13 miles per hour and 75 degrees. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS and... The bankruptcy court has confirmed Hertz's reorganization plan, which helps clear the way for the car rental company to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection by the end of the month. The Florida company, which filed for bankruptcy protection in May of 2020, said that its plan will get rid of more than $5 billion in debt and provide more than $2.2 billion of global liquidity to the reorganized company. And on Wall Street yesterday, the S&P up 20 points, NASDAQ up 109, and the Dow closed up by 19 points. So another good day on Wall Street. 8:51, Steve and Ted, big golf event coming from Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Tournament director Roy Turner says he learned a lot from last year's experience putting on a professional golf tournament without fans. The 2021 Corn Ferry Tournament is scheduled to begin next week out at the Crestview Country Club. Turner says a few things have changed. The tournament has moved to a digital ticketing system, for example, but some things remain the same, including that rowdy atmosphere at the 17th green. The Sedgwick County Health Department also is going to be offering free vaccines between the 17th and 18th greens. This week's list, Wichita area real estate auction firms, ranked by total 2020 sales volume for auctions conducted in Kansas. McCurdy Auction remains at the top, $43 million in sales. Sundgren Realty second at $26 million. Lang moves up the list from 6 to 4, The firms tell us that demand for auction properties remained strong over the past year despite the pandemic. This week we spend 10 minutes with New Wichita City Councilman Jared Cirillo. He's the former Wichita radio and TV guy who was chosen to fill the vacant District 3 seat for the remainder of James Clendenin's term. Cirillo is a 1992 graduate of Campus High School. He says his job as a councilman is similar to that of a reporter, including doing a lot of research on issues. Cirillo says he plans to run for the seat in the November election. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And Bill, as you know, Ted is going to be in the 1776 production at the Crown Uptown Theater coming up here.
Love it.
End of the month. And he plays John Adams every time. Have you ever been on stage doing a 1776, Bill?
No. Some said our jokes were from 1776.
kind of dated then. Yeah. When you did the when you did the MC duties for Gridiron.
Gridiron, maybe.
Well,
maybe I was speaking with wooden teeth at the time.
Could have been. Today is National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh, boy.
This is a cake with American roots. Also happens to be one of the top 10 favorite cakes in America. Although the name may sound like the cake originated in Germany, it did not. Cake's roots can be traced back to 1852 when American Sam German made a type of dark baking chocolate for the American Baker's Chocolate Company.
Ah.
Baker's German sweet chocolate brand was named in honor of Sam German. So it's not a German cake. It was made by a guy named German. So there you go.
Right.
Interesting, huh? All right.
Wasn't that a staple in the Woodward home for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, most people put kind of a chocolate frosting with coconut in it on German chocolate cake,
right.
which kind of turns me off. I don't like the coconut.
No, it's coconut, so you're a purist. My mom served chocolate cake, but it wasn't German chocolate. It was just regular old chocolate. So there you go.
Right.
German Chocolate Cake Day. Celebrate, everybody. Thank you, guys. 8:55, Steve and Ted coming up here on KNSS, the Glenn Beck program, as always. Guest is Alex Clark, host of Poplitics. He's going to be talking about culture without the propaganda. That's coming up. 9 o'clock this morning, top of the hour news. President Biden's in England for the start of that G7 summit. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh Show, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS Wichita, now 75 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.